Greg, you mentioned early on during the offseason conditioning program that you were very excited about this offense. As OTAs are unfolding, what are you learning more about this offense that excites you?
That everything is down the field, and you get taught, you know, pretty quickly that, you know, you have to be in well conditioned to play fast and play at a high level. And I just like the way Norv thinks. He calls more posts and go routes than I've ever run ever before.
Heading into this offseason, what adjustments did you make to improve your game, Greg?
Just trying to fine tune the little things, just become more shifty and more agile. And with that, you know, hopefully I've just become a more explosive player.
You and Josh Gordon worked very closely this offseason. What were some of the things that you guys worked on?
Just different plyometrics, different explosive movements, you know, starting and stopping. And those things will probably allow us to, you know, get open and, you know, and acceleration movements as well. And just trying to burst and, you know, take our game to a new level.
And just speaking of Josh, what have you seen from him so far on the field during these OTAs?
Just his confidence now, having a year under his belt. He knows how to get open, and he doesn't have to. I won't say have to work as hard, but he knows what to do technique-wise to get open. And now the game is coming so much easier for him.
During the draft, the Browns acquired wide receiver Devon Best from the Miami Dolphins through a trade. How has his presence helped the wide receiver unit?
He's a pro. You know, he's one of those guys that are first in and last out, and that was good for him to come in our room and, you know, bring that with him as well. I think he complements our room so well, and what he's able to do, you know, inside and a lot of on third downs, he's well proven that, you know, he can be a playmaker.
And for yourself, do you get some time to pick his brain?
Yeah. Just talking with him and seeing how he runs routes and, you know, what he's thinking, you know, when he's running routes is really, you know, what we've talked about a lot. And he's just added, you know, a little bit more to my game as well.
Now, Greg, with training camp just around the corner, talk about some of that friendly competition that's starting to brew up between you guys and the defensive back unit.
Yeah, we go at it pretty often, on and off the field. You know, it's oftentimes Joe and TJ against me and Josh, and it's fun because you can see our team, you know, bonding more, and we're definitely just all trying to push each other to get better, and that's the most important thing, and it makes practice that much more fun.
And with that being said, Greg, what are some of the goals that you set for yourself as you gear up for this last mini camp of the offseason?
I just believe, you know, we're just going to come out and get better every day and just try to build a foundation to go into training camp and you know, start fast and you know, go into, you know, this latter part of the offseason injury free.
Greg, thanks for your time and good luck to you.
Thank you.
Back to you, Vic.